With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russian President Vladimir Putin announcing a temporary Easter ceasefire in Ukraine starting today through midnight Easter Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissing it as another attempt by Putin to play with human lives. U.S. and Iran wrapping up talks earlier today, and a top Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Tehran's nuclear program. Next round, by the way, slated 1 week from today. President Trump vowing not to cut Medicare and Medicaid programs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
At Friday's swearing-in of Dr. Mehmet Oz as the Medicare and Medicaid administrator, the president made this promise about those government health care programs.
Just as I promised, there will be no cuts. We're not going to have any cuts. We're going to have only help.
Despite those assurances, a dozen House Republicans have sent a letter to GOP leaders warning they will not sign the upcoming budget and tax cuts bill if Medicaid is sharply reduced. Ken Lormond, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court is blocking, at least for now, new deportations in Texas under an 18th century wartime law.
The Supreme Court has blocked, for now, the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under an 18th century wartime law. In a brief order early Saturday, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in the Blue Bonnet Detention Center, quote, until further order of this court, unquote. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The High Court acted in an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union, contending that immigration authorities appeared to be moving to restart removals under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Ron Taylor reporting.
And this is SRN News. Some troubling statistics from the Netherlands.
Nearly 10,000 Dutch people availed themselves of physician-assisted suicide last year, up 10% from the year before. Hundreds of them were not physically ill, but took their own lives because of some sort of mental issue. Since the Netherlands legalized assisted suicide, its popularity has grown, with pro-life advocates warning that this poses a real danger to disabled people and the elderly, for whom a right to die can easily become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in coming months, saying his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting that if Palestinians have a state, they will stop attacking Israel. At the moment, Israel is involved in a war, of course, with Hamas in Gaza, sparked by an attack by the Palestinian group in 2023. This is SRN News. Today, April 19th, is the 250th anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis telling Salem Radio, the experience of Americans at Lexington and Concord undergirds the principles of rights to keep and bear arms.
Eventually it came to very clear that our founders wanted us to be a people that would not tolerate an overbearing government. And as a direct result, they etched into the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, that was very clear. You know, we were to be armed, not because we needed to hunt necessarily, but to defend our liberties. And that's precisely what we have inherited through 250 years, and I think something that really sets apart this country.
And more details at SRNnews.com. I'm Jason Walker.